the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Nonprofits exist to feed, shelter, and help, but also to boost economic growth, and they're making a tremendous impact. According to the National Center for Charitable Statistics, approximately 1.41 million nonprofits were registered with the Internal Revenue Service in 2013, the most recent numbers available. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today, Dr. Christina Ryder is my guest on the Missouri State Journal. She is the coordinator of Go Lead, Professional Development for the Nonprofit Sector at Missouri State University. She also serves as the Director of Community-Based Research and is an instructor in the Sociology Department.
Go Lead has two main series that we offer every year. One is based around those that are just entering nonprofit management. So maybe they have been a part of nonprofit organizations for several years, but are just now in a position of management, which means new skills, which means knowing things about budgeting and strategic planning. So it's just kind of the foundations or the 101 of nonprofit management. Then we have a second series that's geared more towards those who've been in management for quite a long time. So we try to provide more hands-on activity, site visits, current content about best practices and tips and all of that from leaders in the nonprofit community here in town.
Those who are new to the nonprofit sector would benefit from the nuts and bolts of nonprofit management, an exploration of the ins and outs of working in the nonprofit community. The first session is scheduled for September 21st. Nonprofit leadership in the 21st century is for nonprofit leaders with advanced skill sets, but gives tips and tools on building in the future. Its first session is scheduled for September 28th. Ryder tells us about other options Go Lead offers.
We have various different workshops that we try to provide during the course of the academic year as well. So last year we had one on how to start a nonprofit, and that was a lunch type activity. And then every year, every other year, we have attempted to do a collaborative workshop with Drury University Center for Nonprofit Leadership, where we address some aspect of nonprofit development or capacity building. So we have done volunteer management, we've done social media and marketing, and we are currently looking at topics for this year, and we're anticipated to have that workshop in the spring of 2017.
Having been a social worker herself and watching her parents as they worked with nonprofit groups as she grew up, Ryder feels like nonprofit businesses are kind of in her blood. Though nonprofit businesses and profit businesses may have many similarities, running a nonprofit offers many unique challenges, Ryder says.
There are different rules, there are different laws, there are different regulations. Oftentimes, those who are in nonprofit work are also expected to do just more than one single role, right? So they're expected to not only be the executive director, but also the accountant, and also the one sort of leading various different project activities. And so in that respect, there's just a variety of different skills that are useful and helpful. The nonprofit sector in general, on a local and international level, is really growing. So these skills can be helpful for those not only involved currently in the nonprofit community, but for students and for others who are wanting to eventually work or enter that sector in the future. You have a lot of economic development organizations that are coming up. You have quite a few social change, social justice-related organizations, even affiliated with for-profit businesses now. So just some knowledge of the different laws, regulations, and skills that are sort of needed there can be really valuable for students as well interested in the process of social change.
Ryder says that Go Lead has partnered with Dr. Katie Hogeman in sociology to evaluate the programming and gather feedback. With that, Ryder says they are excited for these revamped offerings.
Which will include more site visits, more networking opportunities, more problem-solving activities, which certainly I think are useful for those that are in the nonprofit community and have a bit of experience already with that. In addition, this year we're also exploring the possibility of adding a leadership series for students or for those that are in development here in the community, or interested in either neighborhood development or economic development on a grassroots level. So we're exploring possibilities of adding a series for students and neighborhood leaders.
To register or to get more information about any of the offerings of GoLead, visit golead.missouristate.edu. That was Dr. Christina Ryder, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.